ready to live your life with passion, bliss, euphoria, and a freedom you never knew was possible, then this show is for you. Join celebrity host Dame Nicole Brandon, the world's top expert in reaching it all, as she shares her knowledge for unlimited finances, wealth, love, joy, and unbridled living. This is Passionate Living. And now, Dame Nicole Brandon.
Well, hi, it's Dame Nicole Brandon, and welcome to Passionate Living. We have a special show for you tonight. We're taking a break from having our scheduled guests, and next week we will go back to having some of the most extraordinary leaders in the world, people at the top and the pinnacle of their fields that each and every week I've been honored and privileged and blessed to bring you. And these people carry the keys and the secret and the tools and the techniques to really live that unbridled life, the passionate life, the life you've always dreamed of and desired and deserved, and really how to live that heaven on earth experience. It is such an amazing journey for me each and every week, and as I travel the world and I meet with people, and I myself have learned so much, and I'm constantly enriched by our guests. And so for everybody that is out there, as this is a Thanksgiving week, I just wanted you to know how very indeed grateful I am for you. And this week, since it is a holiday, I wanted to take the time to answer some of your questions and some of your calls and some of your emails, and really be able to share with you in this time of gratitude all that's been going on and different ways that I can help you and maybe steer you towards a better, a healthier, and a happier holiday season. Those of you that have taken my week in workshop programs, my Transform Your Body, Transform Your Life programs, I've taught these programs all around the world, and they are my very favorite thing to teach ever, because I love being able to reconnect people with the body of their dreams. Because when we were born, the very first physical motion, you know, we were born and we scream, but the very first physical motion, not finding our voice, but finding our body, is the ability to reach. And so if you think about it, a baby is born and you lay a baby in a crib and it doesn't roll over yet and it doesn't sit up yet, and you put a mobile above a baby's head and a baby learns to reach. And then people look in on that baby, and the baby will grab somebody's hair or their fingers or their necklace. And that's how the baby learns to reach for other people. And then it reaches its toes and its toys. And when that reach gets strong enough, the baby rolls over. And when we talk about becoming an enlightened being, when we watch a top spin, the faster the top spins, it becomes pure light. So when we receive and give and receive and give and receive and give and receive and give, the faster we spin, the faster that we are evolving, the faster that we have ahas and incarnate into these new beings, that is how enlightenment happens. And if you think about it, babies don't actually walk. Babies get up and they start to walk on their own. They're not learning to walk. Instinctively, they know what to do, and they fall down and they get up, and somebody across the room holds their arms out and a baby reaches for that person. And when a baby reaches for somebody else, we learn to balance. We don't learn to walk, we learn to balance. So think about that. And then that child reaches up in the air and they want to be picked up, and they might say something like, up you, or whatever it is. And we say, not now. And we knock that child down, and we're on the phone or we're busy. And that child gets dejected inside, and something hurts and something happens. And then the child goes to reach for a cookie or food or a banana or a toy, and we swat the child's hand. Or a child goes to run across the street and we scream not to run. And when we stop a child from reaching, that child goes back and back and back and back. But if you think about it, we were meant to reach. That was the very first physical gift we were ever given on this planet, is the ability to reach. And we are meant to reach our goals. We are meant to reach our dreams, our finances, our love. Everything is within our power and our reach. And we are meant to reach it all, to live that heaven on earth experience. And so if you're only reaching for the mouse on the computer, if that's as far as your reach is, your body may be sick and ill. And so when people come to me and I work with them on the weekends on the right exercises for their body, on the right foods for their body, on the right things that reconnect them to their joy, reconnect them to their happiness, reconnect them to their passion, reconnect them to their pleasure. And the body says, I remember this. And your body becomes your friend. Your body starts aligning with you. And the body that you've always dreamed of and desired and deserved, the one that you know in your mind you're supposed to look like, and that's the body you're supposed to be living inside of, that is the body that you can co-create with your beingness. And so I teach people to plug back in to those memories of reaching and before they were ever tripped up, before they were ever stopped from really flourishing in that peacock fashion of who they were meant to be, in their strengths and their athleticisms and their flexibilities, in their dreams and their desires and in their ecstasy and their pleasure and their bliss and everything that the body longs for. And I have absolutely, absolutely loved teaching that and continue to. And I now actually have an audio program, a Transform Your Body, Transform Your Life audio program. And so if you're not able to make it to one of my weekends, please let me know. I'm happy to let you know how you can have an audio program. And truly, I love the calls I get. I love the emails I get. I love the ahas that people have been saying my whole life. I've gone to this workshop and that workshop and was on this diet and this thing. And I don't want you to be doing exercises 3 months from now or to be wearing. I want in that moment, that aha, that key, that is the key and the secret to your whole life. The thing that you have wished for and wanted and waited for is right there, and that I'm handing it to you in a silver platter. This is your life. This is your body. This is your health. This is your happiness. Voila. And so I so enjoy teaching that. And one of the other things I've really had fun teaching through the years is when I owned my studios, I taught a class called How to Lose Weight During the Holidays. And when I sold my studios, people pulled me in all these different directions. And I ended up teaching the How to Lose Holidays class in hotels internationally around the world and in people's living rooms and in malls. I would stand next to Santa Claus and people would come with their baby carriages and their shopping carts and their bags. And I would teach people how to lose weight during the holidays. And it's a very fun program and a fun thing to do. And yes, indeed, you can lose weight during the holidays. And so for anybody that's listening today, just send me an email if you'd like it. Nicole@NicoleBrandonWorldwide.com. Nicole@NicoleBrandonWorldwide.com. And I'm happy to send you a little audio just for free and for fun on how to lose weight during the holidays. And you can listen to it in your car. And it really, really, really does work. But I'm going to go through some of the tips for you just to avoid a sanitized waist. And they're easy things that I'm going to share with you today. And then feel free to email me. And I'm happy to send you the audio. And you really can start the new year happy with your body, ecstatic with your body, elated with your body instead of angry and mad or mean or feel like you've put on 5 or 10 or holiday pounds or whatever that is. And so today I'm going to share with you a little smidgen of the clues and things that you can do to really have a happy holiday and to feel great during the holidays. One is, I would love, you know, how many of you go to buffets and go to parties? And it could be an office party. It could be anything that you go to that they literally have this beautiful spread. And somehow we think, oh my gosh, there's all this food and where do I begin? And everything looks so luscious and delicious. And I rarely have that, so I'll just have that today. And, you know, and then after the holidays, I'll worry about it. What I'd love you to do is pick up your plate. Yes, I want you to eat at the buffets. I want you to enjoy your buffet, but this is how I would love you to do it. I want you to pick up your plate, and I want you to envision a clock, you know, like a clock on the wall. One of my great questions, you know, maybe someday one of you can write in and tell me is, why it's a clock on a wall and why it's a watch when it's on your wrist. I've always been curious about that. But on the wall, we're going to call it a clock. And you see the clock in your mind's eye, 12, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, back to 12 o'clock, yes? And so you see your plate at the party exactly as you would see a clock. And now start at 12 o'clock. And at 12 o'clock, you are going to start with your fruit or with your veggies. This is a great place for crudites, which are always plentiful. At every buffet and every holiday party you attend, you will always find crudites and fruit. So start there and go from 12 to 3 o'clock in the clock, 12 o'clock, 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock, and go crazy with your crudites or your veggies and your fruit, whatever that is that you have there, strawberries, cantaloupe, watermelon, 12 to 3 o'clock, that is the place that you want to put your vegetables and your fruit. And then from 5 to 6 o'clock, this is a great place for your hummus or for dip for your vegetables. So anything in 5 to 6, you can go ahead and just put your hummus, your vegetables, or from 3 to 5, somewhere in there. So if you're going 12, 1, 2, and 3, fruits and vegetables, and then 4 and 5, hummus, dip. And then right at that 5 and 6 o'clock, you can add your crackers. Or you could add a little pita or whatever you find there. And then from 6 to 8, you could add your cheese, your guacamole, your olives, your salsa, etc. somewhere in there. So let me go through that again. 12 to 3 o'clock, your fruits and your vegetables. And then 4 and 5, your hummus, your dip, whatever you have there. And then 5, 6, your crackers, your pita, whatever you're scooping everything up with. And then from 6 to 8, your cheese or guacamole, your olives, your salsa, whatever you are. Now, 8 to 11, protein. Your body longs for, needs, desires, and wants protein. So protein, there's your turkey slices, your meatballs, whatever you have that's there. You're going to put your protein there. And at 11 o'clock, you can have your one cookie or your one small treat. By the time you eat your way all the way around the plate, from 12, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. By the time you get to 11, you're not really that hungry. That one little treat, that one little something is going to be plenty to satisfy you. First hint for how to lose weight during the holidays and more when we return here on Passionate Living on
The future of internet radio is here. OM Times Radio. IOM FM.
Come heal yourself. What is healing? Healing is nothing but connecting to your all-knowing higher self that already has solutions to all your problems and is always there to guide you. Through this show, we help you to connect with that you are and help you realize the innate potential you have to heal every aspect of your life. So come heal yourself every Tuesday, 11 a.m. Eastern, with your host, Monica Goyal. Namaste.
Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of OM Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of OM Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community. Are you trying to get from point A to point B and need a little advice? Connect with the counselors at OM Times Advisors. Whether you're looking for a life coach or a spiritual intuitive, the advisors participating at advisors.omtimes.com were carefully chosen based on their gifts, skills, and professionalism. OM Times Advisors. Connecting you with the best advisors in the business.
Live with medium Lisa Phoenix, Mediumship Messages and Musings explores mediumship and all things metaphysical. Lisa Phoenix invites you to reach above and beyond your everyday experiences to explore new dimensions in the spirit world. She will do live readings to connect callers to their loved ones in spirit, shares engaging stories and teachings from her own personal experience, and will have intriguing conversations with other mediums, spiritual teachers, and healers to help you understand the metaphysical world so you can connect to these forces in your day-to-day life. Join your host on this magical and metaphysical journey into the world of spirit every Sunday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time.
A conscious lifestyle for a mindful life. OM Times Radio. IOM FM.
Oh, hi, it's Dame Nicole Brandon, and welcome back to Passionate Living. So tonight I'm taking the opportunity to answer some of your questions and your emails, and a lot of them have been on fitness, health, how to lose weight during the holidays. And so tonight I'm happy to share with you some of the secrets of how to lose weight during the holidays, how to stay slim, how to stay fit, how to really start the new year with the body you are not only happy with, but absolutely are ecstatic with and love. And again, if you would like a copy of the How to Lose Weight During the Holidays audio, please feel free to send me an email at nicole@nicolebrandonworldwide.com. I'm happy to send it to you as my holiday gift. I love sharing this information, and I love having happy people out there who are really centered, enjoying their body and enjoying their life. So first, the clock, 12 o'clock. Just look at it like it's a clock on the wall. 12 to 3, you want your vegetables, your crudites, your dip, and your little pita, whatever it is. And you want to make sure you have protein by the time you get to 11 o'clock. That one cookie, that one treat really will change your life and how you attend parties. And you will feel so satisfied, so happy, and your body will look spectacular. Number 2, avoid eggnog or mixed holiday sweet drinks. Now, I know that's easy to say, avoid eggnog. I swear to you, I have traveled the world. I think in maybe 59 countries, I looked at eggnogs and holiday recipes. You would not believe what is in an eggnog or how many calories or how much fat. And so the next time you're at the market, read the label, just read it, and it will never be a problem again. So instead, stick to wine, spritzers, vodka, juice, with club soda, mineral waters, anything like that. That alone will make your holiday like shiny and bright. And if you do drink too much, that happens. People go out and they party and they drink. Before you go to sleep, not that I'm recommending that you drink, but if you do, before you go to sleep, take a B vitamin and a little shot of chlorophyll. And that will bring down the puffiness the next day in your eyes and your body. So a B vitamin, a shot of chlorophyll, and that will really be able to keep you looking your effervescent, beautiful self. Number 3, play with children. That is correct. Play with children. If you have ever chased a 3-year-old around Toys R Us, you will know how much energy children have, especially during the holiday season. Children go crazy. So take your children to meet a ranger. If you don't have a child, borrow a child. Take them to the toy store, to the mall to meet Santa Claus. Set up a train set. Build a snowman with your children. Make snow angels. Go sledding, go ice skating, ski with them. Open boxes from the attic or your storage. Dance, sing Christmas carols. Go to the theater, reenact the Christmas story. Children alone will keep you fit and in shape. If you follow their exuberant lead during this holiday season, you are absolutely going to do fine. Next, get physical. So what does that mean, get physical? Put snow chains on your tires. Go to the tree lot and actually buy the tree. Don't have the tree delivered to your house. Buy the tree, lift it up, put it on top of the car. Actually use your body, bring it home, carry it in, set it up. And trust me, you have lost some calories when you buy a tree. Then decorate the outside of your house. Set up a manger, run lights around your house, put Santa and his reindeer on your roof. You know, make your house the go-to house for the holiday decorations. If it's Hanukkah, put up a menorah, whatever the holiday is that you are celebrating. And if it is not your holiday and you don't celebrate the holiday season, go help people. Help in a soup kitchen. Do something physical that you were able to share and to give. Even just go help. Give out toys at a charity. Something where you're actually moving about and using this holiday season as a great way to exercise. You can hang a wreath. You can build a kid's bike. You can build a dollhouse. You can move your living room furniture around to make room for a tree. You could buy a Wii Fit game and use it. I don't know how many people buy these games and they don't use it. If you're buying a Wii Fit, use the fitness program. You know, pass out food to the poor. Help elderly people carry their packages to their cars. There's so many things that you can do to really get physical. Next, actually, if you do have a tree, decorate your tree. Just going up and down the ladder is equivalent to a steps aerobics class. So don't climb the ladder and have people hand you the ornaments. Actually, go up the stairs, down the stairs, up the stairs, down the stairs, up the stairs, down the stairs. Actually climbing the ladder will give you the most amazing incredible, astounding workout. You will love your body, your life, and yourself simply from decorating your tree. Next, park far away. This is actually not a difficult thing to do at the holiday season, but park at the far end of the mall, at the far end of the lot. First, it's going to avoid stress. When you're spinning around and all the anguish looking for a spot, don't even worry about looking for a spot. Just drive far away to the furthest point, park, and actually walk. It's incredible. You won't have to fight over parking spaces, and the walk from your car through the mall will burn calories and give you a healthy, shimmery, shiny, rosy holiday glow. Next, use your bag as weights. Have you ever watched someone carrying a bag or balancing bags? Their muscles are actually pumping away. Carry your bags. Don't push them in carts. Muscles build your body, your mind, and your heart. So if you are shopping and you are gathering bags, carry them. Use them as hand weights and really build up muscles. Coordination, flexibility. This is the best time of the year to be able to be shopping and actually exercising simultaneously. Next, have sex. Absolutely have sex. That is what the mistletoe is for. Have sex under the tree, watch the lights dance on your body, use the icing, the frosting, the whipped cream, whatever, the sticky peppermint, whatever it is that turns you on, fall in love again with your partner, with your mate, with your beloved, with your husband, with your wife. Fall in love. This is a season of angels, of merriment, of joy, of miracles. But sex is amazing exercise. And usually during the holidays, people are so stressed out that they shut down. Instead of, this is the time to share, to give, and it's the best workout you can have. Have sex with your partner. Snuggle by a fire. Enjoy each other. Trust me, there are calories to burn, and it is the very best way that you can stay in shape. My recommendation from Passionate Living, have sex during the holidays. Next, avoid food pushers. That's right. Everybody take a breath. Avoid food pushers. Every family has them. Every family has somebody that says, try this, eat this. I made this especially for you. It's your mother's pudding. The holiday is only once a year. Whatever it is that people say to you. And what I want you to do is remember when you were a kid and you held your hands over your ears and you just repeated, la, 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 la. I kind of want you to do that this Christmas. Okay, doe a deer, whatever it is, it's time to sing la, la, la. Don't let other people, no matter how much they love you, tell you what to eat. Let me repeat that. Don't let other people, no matter how much they tell you they love you, tell you what to eat. Ask your body. Ask your soul. Do you want this? Is this healthy for me? Is this nourishing me? Is this making me strong? Will I be happier after I eat this? Will I be healthier after I eat this? And if your body is not saying emphatically yes, politely decline. Simply say, I don't eat XYZ anymore, and I'm feeling so much better. I've never had so much energy, but thanks anyway. Why don't you give it to Bob or to Fred or to Clara? Pick anyone but you. So let me repeat that again so you have it. It's a great way to say no. Politely decline and say, I don't eat whatever that thing is. I don't eat XYZ, whatever it is anymore. And I'm feeling so much better. I've never had so much energy, or I've never felt so good, or I've never, you know, had, whatever it is that you say that you're feeling wonderful about, but thanks anyway. And why don't you give it to and just designate it for someone else? Learn to delegate, just anyone but you. When people are pushing food on you, you have to realize very often they're looking for acknowledgement and appreciation. That's why they say, I did this for you. You know, I made this for you. And acknowledge them in another way. Just let them know that you appreciate them and that you love them. But do not crumble by eating their food. There is a way to let people know that you appreciate them and that you love them without having to be pushed into having food that you know is not right for you or for your body, or that you're going to regret after that day or the holiday season is over. And acknowledge them, let them know how much you appreciate and love them, and then simply be able to decline and don't crumble by eating whatever it is that's being handed to you. Let them know that you no longer eat that and that you feel great. And I have a friend of mine who's wonderful. She actually solicits the help of waiters or people at the party. And instead of saying, I don't eat this and I don't eat that, and I'm gluten-free and I'm sugar-free and I don't have dairy and whatever it is, she simply will say to the waiter or say to the person who's running the party or hosting the party, I need your help in being creative. You know, my body, I don't eat dairy. And so what do you think would be a great substitute, or what do you think would be really delicious here tonight? And then people join the bandwagon of helping her be creative. Instead of her coming with a negative tone and stopping things, she actually is being inclusive of them, and they are helping her eat healthy, eat well, eat vibrancy, eat nutritionally, eat in a way that her body will love it, be in joy, and a way that she will be living in wellness and health and look and feel absolutely phenomenal and fantastic. So when we come back, more on how to not have a sanitized waist. You can indeed lose weight during the holidays and start your new year with the body that you dreamed of, desired, and deserved. Be friends with your body. Everybody has the ability to connect with their body and live heaven on earth the way they always know they were meant to be here this holiday season.
Bringing you the best of the conscious minds in the world. Om Times Radio, your conscious lifestyle on steroids.
What if living didn't have to be so serious?
What if you could move beyond your problems with greater confidence and ease than you've ever imagined?
Throw your labels out the window and join the Irreverent Therapist for practical tips and a very different way of approaching the changes you would like to create.
Marilyn Bradford
and Pam Hodling
have empowered hundreds of people to come out of self-judgment, quit looking to experts, and begin to create the lives they desire.
Join us Wednesdays at 7 p.m. Eastern on the Irreverent Therapist Show.
Being a radio host on IOM FM allows you to build your show on a rich platform with the power of the internet to fulfill your outreach goals and connect with a very specialized and global online audience, unlimited by time and distance. OM Times Radio will provide you with web relevance, a recognizable conscious brand, and with the standard of excellence that has accompanied every single OM Times endeavor. Host your show with OM Times Radio Network. Simone Millicis would like you to know that business can be fun, which is why she wrote the book, Joy of Business. What if you could have the joy of business rather than the stress and struggle? Most of the time, the only thing stopping you from a thriving business is you. In the Joy of Business book, Simone gives you access consciousness tools and pragmatic ways to get out of your own way and to create the business, life, and living you know is possible and beyond what this reality says is achievable. Business is joy. It's creation. It's generative. It can be the adventure of living. You can purchase your copy of the book through Amazon or Joy of Business website, www.accessjoyofbusiness.com.
Dr. Kevin here, and I want to invite you every Thursday, 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern, to join me on the Dr. Kevin Show, where we have a diversity of guests who help you step outside the box, behind the curtain, and see what a load of crap is going on in the world today, so you have more information with which to make better decisions. We'll see you there. Namaste.
The cutting edge of conscious radio. OM Times Radio. IOM FM.
Oh, hi, it's Dame Nicole Brandon. Thank you for joining us on this holiday week. We are being joined by our extraordinary, unbelievable, magical, spectacular, talented, gifted guests returning next week. And this week, I'm taking the opportunity to answer your questions and your emails and all of your calls. And one that's been coming to me just for weeks and weeks and weeks and months on end now. Are people so worried about the holiday? And can they lose weight during the holidays? And diet and exercise and fitness? And so today I'm taking the opportunity to share with you some ideas that you can really use and utilize that are so simple and easy to lose weight during the holidays. And to start the new year with the body of your dreams and the body you've always desired and deserved. And again, if you're interested in the Transform Your Body, Transform Your Life program, just let me know. I'm happy to connect you with that if you wanted to come to a live weekend, or if you're interested in the audios or any of the programs, I'm happy to be able to share them with you and align you with the right exercises, the right fitness, the right diet for your body. But my free gift to you, as always, is the How to Lose Weight During the Holidays program. And so if you'd like a copy, simply send me an email at nicole@nicolebrandonworldwide.com, and I'm happy to send that as a holiday gift. Another wonderful, incredible holiday gift is the book Immediate Happiness. Anil Gupta has been a guest on this and in all of my shows. He's a remarkable man, and he teaches gratitude in a way that I've never seen anybody teach gratitude. And I remember once that he was talking about that every evening he would get together with his family and they would have dinner, and his kids were kind of small and his wife. And he started an evening ritual where he would ask everybody at the table, you know, one, what are you grateful for today? And everybody would say what they were grateful for, the little girl, the little boy, whatever. They would all say what they were grateful for, his wife. And then he would say, you know, what act of kindness did you see today? And they would say some that they watched somebody open a car door for somebody, or somebody carry a bag, or somebody give something to a homeless person, or share their food, or somebody who defended a bully in school for the kids, or what act of kindness did you see today? And what did you give today? Was there something that you gave to the world today, or did for the world today? And they would share that. And then, what did you do that you have not been appreciated for? And his wife might say, well, I made this beautiful dinner and nobody said thank you or appreciated. I spent all afternoon doing it. And then the little boy might say, I got an A in math and nobody really cared that I got a good grade because I get good grades all the time, but I worked really hard, or I did the science project. And they would say what they did that they wanted to be appreciated for that no one had yet appreciated in them. And they had this little round of gratitudes. And then the next day, somebody else would lead it. So the next day, the little boy would lead it, or the little girl would lead it, or his wife would lead it, and then it would circle back to him. And they started this, and imagine little kids saying, this is what I saw, and this is what I'm grateful for, and this is act of kindness I witnessed today, and this is what I gave to the world today, and this is what I'd like to be appreciated for today, and how their lives could change. And this is such a simple practice that we all can do to keep gratitude in our daily lives. And his book, Immediate Happiness by Anil, A-N-I-L, Gupta, G-U-P-T-A, is a number one best-selling book, Be Happy Now. And it is available on Amazon, Immediate Happiness, or in your local bookstore. And if you're looking for a special gift to bring to somebody for Thanksgiving, or to bring to somebody for a Christmas party, how many bottles of wine can people have? How many cakes? How many treats? But imagine if you brought them Immediate Happiness and a book that taught them how to just be grateful and happy in an instant in their daily lives. It's the greatest gift you can give somebody is immediate happiness. Think about it. There is not a better gift than giving somebody immediate happiness. And give them your love by being there. And immediate happiness. So Anil Gupta, I highly recommend if you're looking for gratitude during the holidays, a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful way to share the love and to share the gratefulness around the world. So just beautiful. So, okay, we're getting back to how to lose weight during the holidays. So you can try a new form of fitness. At this type of year, time of year, you can easily find exercise classes for free. You can go online and almost every Groupon, every, you know, studio, whether it's karate, whether it's belly dancing, whether it's a jazzercise or it's a Zumba class, so many people want you to join their studios that they will let you take a class for free. First class is free, and then if you want to sign up, or you can buy little baby packages of 50% off or 75% off for 6 sessions. But you can absolutely find classes for free. Kangoo is great. Kangoo is where you put the space shoes on and you hop to your heart's delight and you burn calories. You can be adventurous. You could take a trapeze class. You can take a salsa class. Maybe you'll even meet a date for New Year's Eve and you're going to have the body that you love to kick the new year off. That would be fabulous. I know somebody who is a very famous, very, very, very famous martial artist, and he grew up in a poor family that had basically nothing whatsoever. And his mom wanted to give her son something. And she decided that she was going to put him in karate because that he might need to learn how to fight off other kids because there were a lot of bullies and there were a lot of gangs and a lot of people, and she didn't want him to get involved. She wanted him to be honorable and respectful and stand up for himself. And so what she would do is she would go to a karate school that had a free class, or that you can try like 3 classes or something for just a little bit of money. And she would put him in, and he would do that 1 free class or the 2 or 3 classes, whatever it was that, you know, was the trial thing. And then, of course, she couldn't sign him up for it. So then she would take him to another studio, and he would take a free class there or a trial there for 2 or 3 classes, and then take him to another studio because that was the only way that she could give him the gift of what she wanted to give him. And now he's one of the top martial artists in the world, and he has so many different styles. He grew up, and because they had no money, that 1 hour for him, that 1 class when other kids were running around and when other kids weren't paying attention and they really didn't care, and you know, their parents paid for it and they had to show up, this kid, that hour was like gold. He paid attention. He did everything that they said. It meant the world to him. Every single minute and every single second was divine gold for him, because he never knew if he was ever going to get to go back or have another class again. So he just took it all in. And now he's so magically gifted. And so you can do that. It's not a money issue. You can. This is a great time of year to try new things, you know, to whatever it is that you wanted. If you wanted to try that salsa class, if you wanted to try that trapeze class, if you wanted to try kickboxing, if you wanted to try anything that you've wanted to try, there are opportunities and classes for you right now that are available at this holiday season that are never available any other time, that you can go into for free or for very little money to try these classes and really stay in shape during the holidays. You will love it. Your body's going to feel great. You're going to be more integrated. You'll be stronger, more flexible, happier, faster, quicker, smarter, and who knows what New Year's brings when you're so hot and sexy and totally integrated in your body. So that's a really wonderful way to just try a new form of exercise. It's a great way to lose weight during the holidays. Next, free yourself from emotional eating. Are you alone at the holidays? Are you hanging out with your crazy in-laws or competitive family members? Love yourself. Love yourself. Learn to meditate. Learn to be centered simply by centering yourself and finding a happier you. Your whole life can change. Your entire life can change. You know, immediate happiness is a great way. Read immediate happiness. Even if you only read, it's broken down so you can only read like 2 or 3 pages a day, and your whole life would shift and keep you in gratitude, keep you in happiness, and teach you how to pull yourself out of those funks, how to absolutely live on top of the energy level of floating like a dream. You know, Happy for No Reason, any of these books that really open the heart, open the spirit, open the soul. Meditate, journal. You can create a vision board. You can set goals for the new year. The healthier you, the happier you, is not the emotional you. If you are happy, the pounds will melt away. So let me say that again. Be happy and the pounds will melt away. Be centered, be happy, and your whole entire life can change. Don't allow yourself to go into dark places. Pull yourself up. Tell yourself, this is a new day. This is not, as my friend Mary Morrissey says, this is not a chapter in my life. This is not a page in my life. Today is a new book in my life. Today is a new book, and today is a miracle. And you give gratitude for the miracle of today. And the last is to be sweet enough. You know, carry Santa Claus in your heart. I know when I was a little girl, I came home from school and I was crying like crazy because somebody had told me that there wasn't a Santa Claus. And my mom started to cry and she said, I feel very sad and disheartened that someone had the need to tell you that. Because when you're little, you can see Santa as a man in a red suit. And as you grow, that you can start to see Santa in people's hearts. And that I would hope that you always believe in Santa Claus, in the spirit of giving, in the spirit of magic, in the spirit of angels, in the spirit of light, in the spirit of all that is meant to be joy and merriment and caroling and singing and the beauty of the gift and of the season of the new year. And so carry Santa in your heart, whatever your religion, whatever your faith, the gift of giving, of being. You know, forget about the sweets on the outside. Be sweet inside. Be a good person. Be an integritous person, a respectful person, an honorable person, a loving person, a kind person that cares about the world. And happiness is yours. More when we return here on Passionate Living. What can you give to others this season? Do you live the holiday spirit?
Free your mind with Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Welcome to the gathering around my kitchen table on Equilarium FM, Wednesdays at 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Join my guests as we integrate spirituality into everyday reality with vibrant conversations, inspired interviews, and my latest channeled guidance to inspire and brighten your day. I'm Claire Johnson, and together we'll be raising vibrations across the nations.
Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of OM Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of OM Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community. Are you trying to get from point A to point B and need a little advice? Connect with the counselors at OM Times Advisors. Whether you're looking for a life coach or a spiritual intuitive, the advisors participating at advisors.omtimes.com were carefully chosen based on their gifts, skills, and professionalism. OM Times Advisors, connecting you with the best advisors in the business.
Are you ready to shift your energy, consciousness, and limiting beliefs? Join me, Shefali Burns, every Monday at 5 p.m. Eastern on Shifting with Shefali here on OM Times Radio. Shift the blocks, limitations, and negative energies that have kept you from experiencing a life filled with joy, peace, love, abundance, and happiness. Are you ready to shift with Shefali? Are you ready to shine your brilliance?
Conscious media for conscious minds. OM Times.
Hi, it's Nicole Brandon. We are back on Passionate Living. So we were talking about at the holidays, be sweet enough and how to carry Santa in your heart. If you give to others, if you actually live and lead the holiday spirit, you don't need to carry sugar to carry the sweetness of life. You can eat fruit and natural products, and you can listen to your heart. every time you crave a sweet, be sweet. Seriously, every time that you crave something sweet, think how you can be sweet. How can you help others? Can you carol, sing? Can you give? Can you donate? Can you contribute? Can you share? Can you reach out? Can you reach wide? Can you share your magic? This is the best way to have the body and the life and the holiday cheer that brings the joy, the miracles, and the love. There are so many different ways at this holiday season to be able to give. And I know as we were talking last week, for those of you that were joining us when I was here with Helen Becker, and we were talking about health and nutrition and the right foods to eat and how you avoid those holiday pushers and those people and alternatives to that as you're coming in. I know that we have Thanksgiving, which is this Thursday here in the United States, and so many of you are listening in other countries. And even if you're not celebrating Thanksgiving in the country you were in, there are ways here. We have soup kitchens where we go and we feed the homeless people, or we collect cans, or we collect food and give it to people in need. And you don't need the holiday of Thanksgiving to do that, to actually be able to help others. One of my favorite stories, and I believe I was talking about it last week with Helen, was Harry Chapin, who was one of my favorite singers and all-time favorite artist. And he sang The Cats in the Cradle and Taxi and all of these different beautiful, amazing songs. And I remember on one of his albums, and I was listening, he was a huge, he started so many charities. If you look him up, Harry Chapin, how many charities that he started that are still running today that his heart and his mind and his soul and consciousness were part of. And he said, wouldn't it be wonderful if every Monday after Thanksgiving, all of the elementary school teachers and junior high teachers, and for those of you that are in other countries, that's kids that are maybe 5 years old, to 13 years old, 12 or 13 years old, if all of the principals of all of those schools, all of the headmasters, would bring the children into an assembly and say to the children on the Monday, I am so proud to be your headmaster. I am so proud to be your principal. Right now I am bursting with pride that you children are here with me today, that I am so proud of all of the cans you collected and all of the poor people that you fed. And because of you, however many children had food or however many families were fed or clothed or had whatever that is that you did. And I am just let them know how very proud you are of them. And then say, but I have a question. What are they going to eat next week? And to open that conversation up to the kids. And so you don't need an American Thanksgiving. You don't need a holiday to, one, be grateful. Books like Immediate Happiness that teach you gratitude every day, how to be grateful for little things in your life and those around you, and how to see gratitude and appreciate gratitude, and how to verbalize it and share it and reach others on a daily basis. And then ways that you can help others. And even there are things that, you know, I've posted. If you go to my ambassadorofkindness.net website, every month I post an event that I always recommend, a charity event, a foundation event, people that are doing good, something if you're really looking to make a difference in a world that you can hang your hat on and be part of. And just amazing, from the teen projects, from the runaways, to battered wives, to kids in need, to water, to third world countries, to building schools, constantly opening the door and offering for you ways in which you can help people lead and live passionate lives, and also what's in the news. And I posted an article for this month telling you at Thanksgiving ways that you can donate. I mean, you can do walks for a cure, for cancer, for MS, for epilepsy, for pediatrics, the Ronald McDonald houses, whatever it is that you want to do. And you can have people that give you a nickel, a dime, a quarter, a penny for every mile you walk. It doesn't matter. Just and walk with your family and donate that money. You can make centerpieces and for places, and you could sell the centerpieces. The kids can have lemonade stands and the money can go. You can take all of the toys your kids aren't playing or and give them to kids that don't have toys or all of the shoes. You can take your sneakers and at your gym you can create a bin and say to people, all your worn down, worn out sneakers or sneakers that you're not using anymore, whatever that is, or your old sweats, throw them in here and give them to the homeless people. Or give them to kids, runaway kids that don't have shoes. You know, there's so much that you could do, clothes that you're not wearing. You know, even for women, if you have toys, if you have children's clothing that your kids have outgrown, if you have clothes that you've outgrown, even pregnancy clothes that you've outgrown, there are wife battery shelters. These women run. They have absolutely nothing. Everything that you have can be gifted and given to somebody in a way that they can appreciate it, in a way that their life will be evolutionary changed for it, in a way that their heart will be connected to yours. And that's what this holiday season is about. It's about sharing and giving and magic. And the more that you can reach others, whether you are shaking their hand and your words and thoughts are there, whether you're talking to somebody and you're reaching someone's heart, whether you hug children, I know that I work with One Voice and they feed 135,000 families under poverty level. And we hug each and every child that comes in. And some kids have never been touched. We even go to face paint them or something. They pull away. They have never, ever, 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 ever been touched. Just hugging people. Just loving people. Just seeing people is huge. I posted on my Facebook this week something that had happened to me, and I was in New York for the past few weeks. So those of you that have been following, I was at the United Nations. I was at the investiture, at the knighting ceremony. I went to see my friend Paul and the King and I. He was magnificent. My friend Andrew McCardle, who opened Into a Cross, she was amazing. And incredible journey back east. And then flew back here and had some amazing, amazing, amazing journeys, which, you know, I will talk about as the weeks go on. But when I came back, I was so exhausted and so tired, and I just went through a drive-through. We have here in California drive-through salad places, vegetable places, where other people have fast food. We actually have drive-through salad places here. And I went to drive-through, and the woman at the drive-through said, you know, I haven't seen you in a while. Are you okay? And I looked at this girl. I don't ever remember seeing her before. And I said, I was back east, you know, for a couple weeks. And she goes, oh, that, you know, that sounds fun or whatever. And in that moment, I was like, who is she that she knows me? And I looked at her name on the name tag and I used her name and she got all happy, spanky. And she told me what I was going to order. Like it was a mantra. She already knew what I was going to order. And then she even like looked in the bag and she said, I put an extra salad dressing for you and you always have your own utensils, right? And I said, oh my God, who is this girl? And I drove away and I was looking at her bright face and I said to her, what about you? Like, how about your few weeks? And she said, oh, school and, you know, working and it's the same. And she just, in that moment, I was like, we have to notice people. We have to care about people. We have to, she was such an angel because she taught me to focus and to see people. And I came home and I looked at her name on the receipt and I was like, I'm going to remember this girl forever. She taught me such a huge lesson in giving and presence and being there. And then I opened my silverware drawer and I went to reach for my utensils and I just had a laugh because she knew that I had them at home. And I went to enjoy my salad and it became the most nourishing meal I ever had because it nourished my body and my heart and my spirit and my soul. And I learned about this girl and I learned about people see you even when you don't realize that they see you. This girl that I didn't even know her name had cared that I was okay because I had been missing for a little while. And it's so important that we reach out to others with our heart and our spirit and our soul. And so my gift to you at this holiday season is truly you can transform your body and transform your life by opening your heart. You can transform your body and transform your life by learning how to reach and recreate the reaching process and by giving to others in a way that you never knew was possible before. And if you are interested in a copy of the How to Lose Weight During the Holidays program, I'm happy to gift it to you. And certainly I would love to hear in the new year that your body is beautiful, that you're happy, that you're sexy, that you had a New Year's date, that you've never felt this good, that you have never looked this good, that you have never gotten through a holiday season with more energy and vitality and oomph and spirit, and that you just soar through this holiday like you never have before, and that you look great and that you felt great. And I would love to hear back from all of you. If you would like a copy, just send me an email. I'm happy to get it to you. And, you know, you can always just send a text message to 55678. And the message is simply Nicole. Just send a text message to 55678 from your phone. And the message is Nicole. And you can also get a copy of the show or any of the archive shows. But just know that I am wishing you the happiest Thanksgiving at this time of year of gratitude. I am grateful for you and grateful for the beautiful girl at the drive-thru with the salad that taught me about seeing people and opening my heart in a different way. And for all of my guests that come on week after week that teach us the tools and the magic and the keys and the secrets to living an unbridled life, a happy life, that heaven on earth where all of your dreams come true. So this is Nicole Brandon wishing you a happy Thanksgiving. Here.